time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Do you learn a new word today and forget it tomorrow? You're not the problem. The method is. In the next few minutes, I'll show you three tiny steps that make words stick like superglue, even if you're busy and even if you're a beginner. Hello and welcome to Magic for English. I'm Daniel, and I'm here to share my 20 years of teaching experience with you in a simple way. Most learners spend hours writing lists, repeating translations, or staring at words they can't use. No wonder the words disappear the next day. In this lesson, I'll give you three little tricks that turn new words into your words. Words that don't run away. Words that come when you need them. And the best part? You don't need long study hours. You can do these steps in tiny moments, in the kitchen, on the bus, even while waiting for your coffee. By the end, you'll have a simple system that makes vocabulary stick and show up when you need it. Stay with me until the end, because I'll give you one small challenge you can try today. It only takes a minute, and it will lock this method into your memory. And hey, if you like easy, daily English that fits your life, tap subscribe right now so you don't miss the next lesson. Ready? Let's begin. Step 1. Context magic. Learn the word inside a real sentence so your brain says, "Oh, I get it." Many of my students tell me, "Daniel, I learn a word today, and tomorrow it's gone." I hear this every week. You look at a list, you see a translation, you nod, and in real life, nothing comes out. Here's the truth I teach on day one. Rule number one, never learn a lonely word. Words live with friends, a sentence, a feeling, a picture. When you learn the whole scene, your brain says, "Yes, I remember this. Let me show you what I mean." This morning, I watched the bus doors slide open at 8 o'clock. People moved in very close together. I held my bag close and thought, the bus is crowded at 8 a.m. Now the word crowded isn't floating in space. It has a home, bus, time, feeling. And it has friends it loves to stand with. Crowded bus, crowded street, crowded market. When a word has friends, your memory has many doors to find it again. Another quick scene. You open a pizza box. Warm steam rises. Cheese stretches. Your mouth smiles before you even take a bite. You say, "This pizza is delicious." That one sentence, and the smell, the heat, the happy feeling, does more for your memory than 10 translations. This single habit has saved hundreds of words for my students. Honestly, it feels like switching on a light. Here's how I build it with learners every day. Fast and simple, and it will totally solve this I forget problem. I take one new word and place it in a real line from life. Then I add its common partners, its friend words, so the brain sees how it behaves. Finally, I paint a quick picture in the mind. Sounds, colors, small feelings, so the word sticks. Watch it in action with Rainy. It's rainy this morning. Friend words, rainy day, rainy weather, rainy season. Picture, gray sky. Soft tapping on the window. Jacket zipper, the little jump over a puddle. That's it. Suddenly, rainy isn't a cold definition. It belongs to a moment you understand. Why does this work so well? Because your brain is a story lover, not a dictionary. A sentence shows where the word lives in grammar. Friend words show who it stands next to. The picture gives emotion, and emotion is glue. My students who do this for 1 week tell me, "Daniel, the words are waiting for me now." And that's exactly the goal. Words that don't run away. Words that come when you call them. So remember our first step. Context magic. One real sentence from your life. Two or three friend words and a quick picture in your mind. Simple, human, powerful. Keep this rule close and you'll feel your vocabulary grow every single day. Step 2. Speak it loop. Short, fast practice that makes a word jump out when you need it. Quick bridge from step 1. We gave your words a home with context magic. Now here's another common problem I see every week. You can read the word, but when you need to say it, your mouth freezes. Step 2 fixes that fast. I call it the speak it loop. And yes, it's the little routine that makes words jump out when you need them. Do this exactly. First, choose one short sentence with today's word. Example, I'm thirsty. Look at it one time only. Next, cover it. No reading. Say it from your head. I'm thirsty. Then switch the person. You're thirsty. He's thirsty. We're not thirsty. Now switch the time. I'm thirsty now. I'm thirsty after work. Next, switch the place. I'm thirsty at the gym. I'm thirsty on the train. Turn it into a question. Are you thirsty? Finish with one real detail from your life. I'm thirsty. Let's get water. That's one loop. It takes about 30 seconds. Do 2 or 3 loops and you'll feel the word sit ready on your tongue. You're training a fast road from your head to your mouth. No lists, no stress, just tiny, real sentences you can actually use. Speaking without looking makes your brain find the word by itself. Each tiny change, person, time, place, question, builds a fresh sentence so the road gets stronger and faster. After a few days, many learners tell me it feels like a shortcut in their head. Now, how do you find time for this? Use small habits. Small habits beat long study because they use time you already have. They are easy to start, easy to repeat, and they add up quickly. 2 minutes, many times, is stronger than 20 minutes, once. Use these 2 habits. Doorway line. Every time you walk through a door, say one sentence with today's word. 5 doors equals 5 easy times. Small steps, big results. Kettle line. While water boils, or while you wait for coffee, the bus, or an elevator, run one speak it loop. Say it, switch the person, switch the time, switch the place, ask a question, add a detail. Waiting time becomes training time. That's the speak it loop. Use it anywhere, anytime. It has helped so many of my students stop freezing and start speaking. Give it 3 days and you'll feel the difference. Words won't hide. They'll come when you call them. Step 3. Make it yours. Connect the word to your life and feelings so you never forget it. We gave your words a home and a voice. But here's the problem. If a word doesn't touch your life, your brain says, not important, and throws it away. That's why students can memorize lists, but still forget them a week later. The words never belong to them. This step fixes that. We're going to make every new word yours. Here's what you do. First, think in English about your own world. Imagine you're learning the word hungry. You don't just read hungry equals need food. That's not enough. Instead, you look at your day and say, I'm hungry after work. I'm hungry before dinner. I'm hungry when I smell pizza. Now, hungry isn't just a word. It's part of your life. Second, add your emotions. Words with feelings are stronger. Take happy. Don't stop at I'm happy. Make it yours. I'm happy when I finish my work. I'm happy when I talk with my friend. You tie the word to real memories, and that makes it stick. And this method works because your brain remembers personal moments, things you felt, saw, or lived, not cold dictionary lines. If you connect words to your stories, they stay with you. They don't feel like English words anymore. They feel like your words. That's step three. Make it yours. Bonus tip, what to do when you forget a word in the middle of speaking. Now let's be honest. Even if you practice well, sometimes the word still goes away when you're speaking. You know it. You've used it before. But suddenly, it's gone. This happens to everyone, even native speakers. Here's how to handle it. First, don't get nervous. If you feel worried, your brain gets tighter, and the word hides even more. Take a small breath, slow down, and keep talking. Second, use easy English. If you forget the word excited, just say very happy. If you forget umbrella, say the thing for rain. If you forget wallet, say the small bag for money. The meaning is clear, and most of the time, the real word will come back in a moment. Third, keep your conversation moving. Don't stop everything just to look for the word. For example, if you forget microwave, say the machine for heating food. Your listener understands, and your story continues. This method works because it takes away the stress. When you show your brain, it's okay, I can still explain, the missing word usually returns on its own. You stay confident, you stay calm, and your English keeps flowing. So remember, step three makes the word yours, and the bonus tip protects you when a word slips away. Together, they give you confidence that your English will never leave you stuck. Quick recap before we go. Step one, context magic. Learn the word inside a real sentence so your brain says, oh, I get it. Give the word a home, one real line from life, a couple of friend words, and a small picture in your mind. Step two, speak it loop. Look once, cover it, say it from your head. Then switch the person. Switch the time, switch the place. Ask a question. Add one true detail. Short loops, strong memory. Step three, make it yours. Think in English about your day. Use simple words when the big one goes away. And stay calm. When a word connects to your life and feelings, it becomes your word. You don't need 2 hours. You need tiny moments. Like a small plant with a little water each day, Your English grows with small, steady practice. You've got this. Here's your 60-second challenge for today. Choose one new word. Make one real sentence with it. Run one quick speak it loop. And then make it personal. Add one me line that shows your own life and feeling. For example, I'm tired today. Or, I'm happy when I drink coffee. Now it's your turn. Write your sentence in the comments. I'll read them and cheer you on. If this helped you, hit subscribe and turn on the bell so you never miss the next easy lesson. And share this episode with one friend who wants better English. Learn together. I'm Daniel. Thanks for learning with me. See you in the next episode.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.